left to the right, and tell your neighbor you're powerfully welcome. Oh, I'm being empowered. Tell your neighbor I'm being empowered, and let's have our seats majestically. I'm being empowered. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 4. Quickly, Hebrews 2, 4. It's a time of prayer, but we'll only be seated for a little while. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 4. I'll read. God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. Hallelujah. I love the first phrase. It said, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders. God likes to bear his children witness with signs and wonders. If you are a born again, or if you are a believer, God most times bears witness to his children via signs and wonders. This year, God will bear you witness. You have been serving God, and perhaps you are saying people are not seeing it yet in your life. I stand upon this pulpit and I decree concerning your life. This year, God will bear you witness. In your home, God will bear you witness. Over your academics, God will bear you witness. Over your relationship, God will bear you witness. That which over your health, God will bear you witness. That which has persisted long, God will bear you witness. And tonight shall mark the end of every shame in your life in Jesus' name. Tonight, I decree, shall mark the end of every shame in your life in the name of Jesus. God bears his children witness most times with signs and wonders. You know, in this time whereby there are so many Christians, or in fact, many people believe that anywhere you see signs and wonders, automatically God must be attached. That's not it. It is God first, then his signs and wonders. There was a man, I heard the story of a man. He's been earning money. He works, he earns money. And every time he earns money, he just can't account for it. He disappears. He just disappears. He just disappears. He just disappears. And then there was this particular day, he asked, he told God, he said, God, if you are real, prove it in my life. He went to church that day. And that day, I think he was his first time in another ministry or so. So they gave him a welcome pack, welcome package, like first timers, whatever they give them, first timers. So he took it and went home. He was still basking in the euphoria of let God settle him, you know. And then he kept his money in between the welcome pack of that church inside and left it in the sitting room. He went to sleep. The following day, he saw two rats that had shum shum mouth. What is shum shum in English? Sharp, pointed, shum shum mouth. That's pointed mouth. Two rats that had good mouths wanting to devour the money. But alas, he met them dead already beside that welcome package. And the following day, bam, he had the bad news. What was the bad news? Two of his uncles from the village died instantly. Brethren, God bore him witness that he's a living God in that ministry. This year, I decree, God will bear you witness. Where you can't even imagine, God will speak for you. In the name of Jesus. With great signs, with great wonders, God will speak for you. But you know something? It is not the signs and wonders that attract God. But it is God himself that attracts the signs and wonders. Here, in this age and time, there are so many false prophets. We have to know that. A whole lot of them are false. But you know something? With time, everything that is fake will fade away. Everything called fake will fade away. But I want you to know that don't run for signs and wonders at the expense of God. When you run for God, he brings signs and wonders across you. It is automatic. When you are a God believer, signs and wonders are part of what you must experience. And I decree you will experience such in the name of Jesus. In the book of Acts, chapter 8, I just got the story of a sorcerer called Simon. And Simon, Acts chapter 8, verse 9 to 11. Acts 8, verse 9. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, you know. He made people to believe that the sorcery is all. To verse 10, to whom they all gave heed, that is, they were listening to him, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. Can you imagine that? In verse 11, and to him they had regard, because that of long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. Brethren, this age is just like this, what has been in the Bible. A lot of people have been bewitched with sorceries. But after tonight, I decree that your eyes will open after tonight's encounter, and you'll be able to decipher between the wrong and the right, in the name of Jesus. If we go ahead, or if we just jump to verse 18 to 20, from verse 18, and when Simon saw that through laying on, okay, before then, the disciples laid hands, alright, and people were receiving the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And when that sorcerer saw that, immediately, see what he did in verse 18. And when Simon saw that laying on of the hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power, that on whomever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. He was a fool. You know, he was a sorcerer, that even from the least in that town to the greatest, they all feared him. But yet, when he came in contact with the genuine power of God, he had to simmer that there is something different in his own power and that of theirs. There's another similar experience also in that same Acts. Acts 13, verse 6. Acts 13, verse 6. I'll read from verse 6. But Elymas the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation. Can you imagine? In this, for someone to give birth and name the person Aje or Osho, or what is sorcerer in Igbo and in Hausa? Just fix it in. You can imagine that kind of a name. But that was his name, Elymas. For so his name by interpretation. He withstood them seeking. From verse 6. And when they had gone through the isle unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar Jesus. Verse 7. Which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul. Verse 8. But Elymas the sorcerer, I want us to break these things down here. And the thing is, Paul, that's the same thing as Saul, and Barnabas were in the course of their good work, ministering to people. They ministered to this man, and having ministered, see what the sorcerer did. Elymas the sorcerer, for so his name by interpretation, he withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. The person they were trying to bring to faith, to Jesus, the sorcerer was trying to turn away the man's faith. Verse 9, then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him. I'll pause there. One of the propellers of signs and wonders is one. You must be a carrier of God's presence. You must be a carrier of God's presence. You know something here? Paul and Barnabas preached to this deputy. And while they were preaching, this sorcerer was trying to, you know, make their efforts be futile. But immediately they noticed that. They didn't just keep quiet. They think that that's point number two, courage. You must have courage. They didn't just keep quiet. Paul stepped in. See what he did. And then Saul, who is also called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost. That means he must be a carrier of God's presence. He set his eyes on him and he said, O fool of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, will thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? It takes courage to confront such. Many Christians, even though they carry God's presence, some have been enveloped in fear. Ordinary cockroach, or ordinary spider, or ordinary maybe wall gecko that comes, that ran under your cover, he said, make it, you'll be moving back. Hallelujah. But this man had the courage. But I want to believe something, that if Barnabas and Paul had kept quiet and said, oh, we preached to this man, let God do the saving of the soul himself, I have done my best, and he they left. That man may never have known Christ. But that's why I know that every of your efforts in 2015 that you have tried, and looks as if the enemy is waging war, we stand in it this year. After tonight's service, grace for courage to confront the Lord will give to you in the name of Jesus. If you go ahead and read, then after he had lavished and insulted the guy in verse 11, in verse 12, then the deputy, when he saw what was done, he believed. In verse 11 now. And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately, there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. This is a great sorcerer that can do and undo. I expected that when they put blindness on him, he should have used his voodoo to remove the blindness. But no, he came across, when you know there is power and there's power, but power always passes power. When he came across power that surpasses his own, he had to bend. This year, every power that has been militating against your progress, militating against your increase, from tonight, the Lord will give you access to greater heights. Overflowing grace in the name of Jesus. When he came across, he knew that this one passed my own. And then immediately he succumbed. And there was a wonder there. What was the wonder? They made him blind. He went out looking for people that could even help him and lead him to the way. This year, your enemies will go about and be looking for help, having given up on your own, in the name of Jesus. And in verse 12, then the deputy, when he saw what was done, he believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. This was the same deputy that may not have believed because of the sorcery of that Elymas. But having done this, the wonders of the Lord upon him, because of that wonder he believed. This year, because of what's wonder upon your life from today, people will believe you. I decree God will bear you witness in the name of Jesus. I've told you that number one propeller of signs and wonders is what? Carry God's presence. Carry God's presence. You know, I used to have a neighbor sometime, and everybody keeps saying that woman, she's an elderly woman, that she's a witch. But me, I didn't really believe it. I just didn't know why. But all of a sudden, I just found out that this particular woman was acting funny to me with me. I didn't know. And I don't really have the gift of dreams. So all of a sudden, something happened, and then I had a dream. I saw her. The following day, I saw her again in my dream. But I saw her and her daughter, and I took her daughter, I stabbed the daughter, and I was smiling. The following day, I had the same dream, the same way. I didn't know. I just started speaking in tongues. I didn't understand it. I just started speaking in tongues and asked God to take control. You know, in that week, I was walking around my office, and she was in front of my office with two people, elderly people. They were talking. Immediately I came. Bam. I wanted to pass beside them. She fled. It was then I understood my dreams, that it is not for fun. There had been a spiritual exchange in the spiritual realm. You know something? There are times that when you carry the presence of God, even the enemies, they know. They will tell, those agents go at times to tell their boss, this one I've tried. Oh God, give me another assignment. I'm tired of this one. Concerning your life, the enemy will be tired of you. In the name of Jesus. And God will lift you to another realm. In the name of Jesus. And then I already told us in that place, that second propeller of signs and wonders is courage. Courage. If Barnabas and Paul had not confronted, they may not have won that deputy over to Jesus. So courage. Courage is very essential. There's a story of Smith Wigglesworth that I heard from a man of God. That man of God is awesome. That's Smith Wigglesworth, if many of us know him. He had a friend, and all of a sudden the friend died. And then he said to himself, I couldn't help you when you were alive. Now that you are dead, let's see. He took the friend up. He put him behind the wall. And he said, walk. The man went down because he's dead. He took him up again, placed his back against the wall and said, walk. The thing went down again. Many of us here, even if you do ordinary headache, say, Lord, this headache, go in Jesus' name. And we don't see instant disappearance. Many of us will say, no. But this man kept on. And then he did it the third time, another time again. Walk. And then the man walked. And after that his friend gave his life to Christ. There are times that in this year, whatever, anything you must, that leads me to the third point. That's resilience. Anything you have been trying before and hasn't given way, keep knocking. Pastor will always say something, keep knocking, keep knocking. Very soon it will give way. Very soon your signs and wonders will show. Very soon, and evidence that you serve God will come on point in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be for you in Jesus' name. Faith and courage that is needed for you to be a witness of God's wonder this year, God will release to you in the name of Jesus. In Genesis 26, from verse 18 to 22, where there is a story about Isaac. Isaac also displayed resilience. He kept digging. In fact, he made us understand that it was his father's well. He dug the father, he redug it. The Philistines went there to withstand him again. But he didn't give up. He went to another spot, he dug. They went there to withstand him again. He went to another one, he dug. They went there to fight him. He kept digging until he outdug the Philistines. This year, you will outshine your enemies. I decree that you will outshine your enemies in the name of Jesus. The devil will have no choice but to give up concerning your life. I said the devil will have no choice but to give up concerning your life. There was a particular woman that I even saw. She brought the baby herself. And that woman said, concerning her case, she had a blocked fallopian tube. And the husband too had low sperm count. So it was as if there was no hope for both of them. But this woman persisted. She persisted. She was a woman that wouldn't give up. And so she persisted, serving God, doing the will of the Lord. And all of a sudden, after an encounter like this that we're having tonight, she went up to the hospital and said she's pregnant. They tested her and said there's nothing there. The scan said there was nothing. And in fact, to make matters worse, she was seeing her period. To cut the long story short, she saw her period for 9 months. 9 months without any protruding belly. That was scary, but yet she had a baby. In fact, I have never in my entire life had that. But that made me to understand that God used her situation to perform a wonder over her life. This year, God will perform wonders over your life. The same God that, in fact, when I saw the baby, the baby is still less than 2 years. So that means God did it in less than 2 years. Somebody, somewhere in this place, God is going to do your own. Every testimony is always a sign that God is still in the habit of, and he can replicate such in our lives. And I believe for somebody here that is longing for a testimony, God will use your life as a wonder in the name of Jesus. I decree God will use your life as a wonder in the name of Jesus. Tell your neighbor, don't give up. God is settling you this year. The next step, take steps of faith. Number 3, take steps of faith. Tell your neighbor, take steps of faith. In John chapter 2, from verse 3 to 5. We are aware about that story, Cana of Galilee. The wedding at the Cana of Galilee. But every time I read that story, I am like, Jesus safe. You know? Let's read it together and see. In John chapter 2, from verse 3. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. And hear the verse 4. Jesus said unto her. Jesus didn't say, mommy. Hey, Marora. You know, there are times we Yorubas, the way we talk with respect, hey, Marora. He didn't say that. Or even in English, mommy, I mean, just take it easy. You know, not that. He said, woman. If you were working with somebody, is the person knows you, or let me just say, I'm talking to Pastor Moshe and say, man, be careful. The following day, you may see me and not greet me well, because that's like an insult to him. How can I say man for someone that, you understand? And obviously, his mom was older than him. And then he said, woman, he didn't even say mommy, ni woman, what have I to do with the king temi pelu tie? What are we together? What's your own with me? King temi pelu tie, that's the interpretation. And then he said, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. My hour is not yet come. But you know what Mary did? She was a wise woman. She didn't because of what Jesus said, ignore him and say, okay. He knows all things. Jesus is the author and the finisher. He knows all. Since he has said it is not time, then it's not time. No. You know what Mary did? Let's look at the next verse. His mother said unto the servants, Kia, she took a step of faith. She called the servants, because I'm sure servants at a wedding, they won't just stand. Rara, they will be at different duty posts, serving one thing or the other. Immediately, Mary called, she took a step of faith, called them together, brought them before Jesus and said, bam. See, anything he tells you to do, do. That was a step of faith that she took. And for that step of faith, Jesus, because he is a God that cannot be present. In fact, when there is lack and you ask of him, there must be abundance. And that was it. When he saw the situation, even though it was not yet time, he had to attend to it. This year, it may not be your time. It may not be your turn. In fact, it may not even be your next. But God is going to settle you this year. In the name of Jesus. After tonight's encounter, for somebody seated here, God is going to settle you. I don't know in whatever area you are being challenged, but I've come to encourage you, take steps of faith. If you are trusting God for admission, take steps of faith. Having written jam and jam has jammed you, don't give up. Just continue. Those are steps of faith. Steps of faith. You are a single lady trusting God for a marital, for your husband soon. Don't just sit down there and say, whenever, since I didn't, that one jilted me and it's gone. No. Take steps of faith. You can start costing your budget, how much you would need for your wedding. Take a diary and start writing. You can even go to the extra mile, print your IVs if you so care. Dress, look, and smell good, because any day, any time, the young man can come. Don't just dress shabby and say, at 32 or at 39, how can anybody still toast me? No. Look good. Look at yourself in the mirror daily. Wear good perfume, because you never can tell when he's going to come. But I tell you, the last time you had that shame or disgrace will be the last time you will ever have it, in Jesus' name. And if you're a woman expecting the fruit of the womb, take steps of faith. That woman I gave you a testimony about took steps of faith. Buy baby things. Every month when you see your period, don't be discouraged. Go ahead again and retry. Because for every time you take steps of faith, you are only telling God, I'm expectant. You are only telling God, I'm expectant. Those servants came before Jesus, standing at the word of Mary, and said, stay there with him. Anything he tells you to do, do. I have been sent to tell you tonight, and that is what I'm telling you to do. Take steps of faith. And your steps of faith, God will honor from tonight. Those steps of faith of those servants, Jesus had to attend to them. And then the next thing he did, he said, fill the water pots. And he filled them. Brethren, tonight, God will fill your heart desires. In the name of Jesus. I decree God will fill your heart desires. In the name of Jesus. I used to have a friend. She shared a testimony with me how she got her job. That my friend, she said, she was trusting God for a good job. She didn't have one. So she would dress corporate in the morning. She said, because she believes that between 9 and 5, people usually go to work. She has gone to drop all her CVs around, but people were not calling her. So she said, she noticed that this thing is not natural. Not even one test. Not even one interview ever. And then she went. She said she has an upper room in their house. When it's 9, she would dress up like this and her shoes. It might look funny if her siblings ask her, Bella, where are you going? She said, don't worry. And then she will carry her bag. She goes, ko, to that prayer room. 9 to 5. She said she will stay there. She will pray. She will study. She will fire. She will pray. She will study. She said, God, I thank you for I've come to resume to work today. And when it's five, she will go again. She say, Lord, I thank you because I'm going home. And then she will go back. Excuse me. She will go back to the house again. The following day, it looks like madness. In fact, when she was telling me, I said, on another level, are you serious? Are you for real? She said, uh-huh. And after, not long after that, she got a job. I can't even remember if she said she applied there. Someone else called her. Bella, come. Do you do that? I said, yes. She went there. It was Ecobank. And then they got her. That same day, they called her for a test. That same day, she did interview. They asked her, when would you like to start? Immediately, she said, start. No. I said, okay, no problem. Start tomorrow. And that was it. She's still there till now. So if you don't take steps of faith at times, it doesn't show God that you are really expectant. Take steps of faith. Bible says, ask for rain, even in the time of latter rain. Ask for rain. God could have given everybody rain, even in those time of rain. But he said, ask for rain, even in the time of latter rain. Tell your neighbor again, take steps of faith. And God will honor you. In the name of Jesus. So, number four, earnest prayers. Earnest prayers. Before we pray tonight, earnest prayers. I checked the meaning of earnest. Earnest means sincere, good intentions. Earnest prayer. This year, I've come to encourage you, jack up your prayer life. Perhaps I've been praying 10 minutes before on a daily basis. Increase it this year. For if you dare to increase it, it's not easy to have tap go up. If you put your cup to a tap and then the cup is filled and it starts coming down, it's not easy. That extra effort, that extra time is what is needed more in your life. For every extra time you sow, you'd always have an extra result. For every extra time you sow, you will always have an extra result. Tell your neighbor, for every extra time you sow, you will always have an extra result. Tell your neighbor, jack up your prayers. Don't limit prayers to just church days only. No. Don't limit your prayers to church days only. In James chapter 5, from verse 17, Elijah was a man that we all knew that this man, God wrought great signs and wonders via Elijah. James chapter 5, verse 17. He said, Elias was a man, the same as Elijah, was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly. Tell your neighbor earnestly. He prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. I asked myself this question. How can a man pray, and in the entire earth, in this entire earth, is it that there were no other Christians that could stand up and say, no rain? Because in 3.5 years, there was no rain. And God honored this man. At his word, there was no rain. But you know what? Elijah didn't just, he wasn't just like that. He was a man, Bible says, was a man of like passion, which means he was just like us, can be easily tempted, can be easily, mocked, can be easily, people can even disgrace him. There were even times they disgraced him. But yet, he was given to so much prayers. He was a man of prayers. Your prayers makes you command signs and wonders. This year, if you must enjoy grace for signs and wonders, you must be a man and woman of praying. You must be a praying person. No matter how tight your schedule may be, God sees it. If you still make out time for him, he will make out time for you. Tell your neighbor, make out time for God this year. Make out time for God this year. And to look at Elijah more, in 1 Kings chapter 17, in 1 Kings 17, 17 verse 1, Elijah said to Ahab, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand. That's where I'll stop. Before whom I stand. Elijah knew, the Bible says, he said, as before the Lord God liveth, as the Lord God liveth, before whom I stand. He is a man that consistently stands before God. What is the meaning of standing before God? Habakkuk 2:1. I will stand upon my watch, and he will set me upon a tower, and he will watch. You know, when you stand upon your watch, when you stand before God, it means you are eager to hear what he has to say. And then you are consistently dialing with him, communicating with him. A man that is given to prayers would never but see signs and wonders in his or her life. This year, signs and wonders would not be void in your life in Jesus' name. In 1 Kings chapter 18, there was this thing that I missed last one before we pray. 1 Kings 18, there was this one in 1 Kings 18, 41 to 44. 1 Kings 18. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink. We're going to use this place to pray tonight. Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. Verse 42. So Ahab went up to eat. You know, I want us to see this series. In 41, he told him to get up, eat, drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. He had prophesied ahead. And then in verse 42, Ahab then went up to eat, to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. Verse 43, and said to his servants, he prayed, first step was that he prophesied, he prayed, then the third step, he now then sent his servants, and then said to his servants, go now, look towards the sea. And he went there and looked and said, there is nothing. Go again 7 times. You can imagine, having prophesied, so now we are going to prophesy into our different lives, and we are going to pray, and from then we will start seeing, we will start hearing sound of abundance of rain in the name of Jesus. I speak concerning someone today, you will hear the abundance of rain. Concerning your job this year, abundance of rain. Concerning your marriage this year, abundance of rain. Concerning your business this year, abundance of rain. Over your academics this year, abundance of marriage. Abundance of rain. You desire to get married this year, abundance of rain. You desire to get a new job this year, abundance of rain. Maybe you are not satisfied with that your level. From tonight, abundance of rain. Please stand up on your feet as you begin to prophesy. The same way Elijah did, we are going to be prophesying. Lord, you know he first prophesied in verse 41. Abundance of rain. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Go ahead and begin to ask God. Begin to prophesy. I don't know which particular area you need to hear God's abundance of rain tonight. In your marriage, begin to declare, prophesy. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Elijah prophesied it. It was after he prophesied, he started praying, and then he sent someone to go and check for him. He didn't first see it before he started prophesying. Your words go forth, and God will pick them up to fix it. Go ahead tonight. He said, open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Open your mouth tonight and begin to pray. Lord, I hear the abundance of rain. I hear the sound of abundance. Abundance over my family. Abundance over my baby. Abundance over my marriage. Over my admission, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Over my children, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Over my job, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Over my family, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. In the name of Jesus, I hear abundance of rain. I hear abundance of rain. Go ahead and begin to prophesy. Begin to prophesy. Prophesy to your life. I hear the abundance of rain. Nobody can prophesy better to your life than you can do. Open your mouth and begin to declare it. Over my children, I hear the abundance of rain. Over my children that are not yet born. Over my unborn children, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Abundance of rain. Overflow. Overflow of rain. Rain on all sides in the name of Jesus. Prophesy, prophesy. Abundance of rain. Lekato sutani haba. Leneri baba 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 neho sutoria. Ingabo mando sutoderi bashikata yaba. Abundance of rain. Abundance. Abundance of rain. Ingaro sikato mando sutoria. Abundance of rain. Abundance, abundance, abundance.
Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. After Elijah prophesied, he then prayed. We are going to pray. From after tonight's encounter, Father, my life would never remain the same again. Go ahead and begin to pray. After tonight's encounter, my life will not remain the same again. Wonders of blessing are locating me. Signs from every angle is locating me. The Lord is sorting me out. The Lord is sorting my children out. The Lord is sorting my family out. The Lord is sorting me out on every nook and cranny. After tonight's encounter, the Lord is sorting me out. The Lord is sorting me out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is sorting me out. The Lord is sorting me out. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Oh Lord. 2016 will not be difficult for me and my